A group of police officers and city workers surround a building and smash their way into an apartment owned by librarian Nuria Kalikova. She captures what happens on her small camera.
Who are you and why are you here, wandering in my apartment?
No one answers Nuria's questions. This is a scene that's being repeated right across Azerbaijan. Rina Safarileva works for Transparency International, a group that promotes the rule of law and monitors corruption worldwide.
We have a huge problem in Azerbaijan related to the property rights. We have a construction boom, and we had and still have lots of old houses without proper sanitation, which have to be demolished. So I am not against this tendency as such, but the way the issue is handled leaves much more to be desired.
But Nuria's recorded images became a campaign film and drew attention of the activists who quickly picked up her case. They argue that women like her need greater power to defend their rights. Some residents are planning to respond to their eviction by taking the case to the European Court of Human Rights, which has been available to Azeri citizens since 2002. And in the longer term, Transparency International's Rina Safarileva and a group of female activists are pushing for further human rights reforms to protect people like Nuria. Together, they've created a women's parliament. Shakla Ismail is the founder of Azerbaijan's Women's Parliament. It's an initiative which is being nurtured and monitored by the United Nations Democracy Fund, UNDEF. The goal is to empower women by giving them a greater say over their own lives. To achieve this, they're aiming to increase women's representation in government.
Nobody's going to make the revolution for us. It might take a year, it might take 10 years, but anyway, this is something which should come from us, and this is in our hands.
Nuria's film, with the support from activists, has helped draw international attention to the situation in Baku. The spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights called on the Azerbaijani authorities to investigate forced evictions in Baku and, if necessary, provide adequate compensation and restitution. Nuria herself has now found an apartment to live in. She is now intent on moving on with her life.
I want to live in peace, to have a normal life. I just want to live in peace.